One day, Mrs. Salt went out
using my swayed by four.
Is wearing a little top.
You're listening to improvised stories created on the spot by listeners like you. Welcome to the Snack Track.
So last summer, I was visiting my grandma, and it was as normal. She had some cookies for me.
It's a special recipe that's been passed down for generations.
And it was all going usual. She gave me some hugs. We set up my room, and we were all ready to go. I was staying there for a week. My parents were on vacation.
You are my favorite grandson.
My grandma and I, on the first day, went to the zoo. And at the zoo, we saw hippos, chickens, and many interesting animals. We went to the penguin enclosure, and my grandma is deathly in love with penguins. She told me, hey, Isaiah, jump in the penguin cage.
Come on, don't you love your grandma? Just do it.
Reluctantly, I said yes, and I jumped into the penguin enclosure, and I promptly got yelled at by the staff.
Are you out of your mind? Get out of there, kid!
But that did not deter me. I kept going, and I started to talk to the penguins. One of them told me his name was Pablo. He was really kind. He gave me cookies, and he said he was my grandpa. I was shocked by that revelation. Pablo and my grandma and I went home. Yeah, we took the penguin from the zoo. We bribed the staff with my grandma's cookies. She has a special recipe that's been passed down for generations. So we brought the penguin home with us. So it was really hard to get him set up with a little house. My grandma has a pond in her backyard, so we decided, why don't we set up a big giant fans to cool it down all the time? We made it into this giant ice enclosure for the penguin. And after that, we all lived happily ever after. My penguin grandpa. I'd say the moral to this story is, don't judge a book by its cover, because a penguin could be your grandpa.
When grandma makes cookies, all you get what you need. With a grandma, oh sweet grandma, you feed your need with cookies and grandma. Life feels like a dream.
Thank you, Isaiah, for stepping into our sound booth and creating that story. If you would like the Star Stuff sound booth to come to your town or school or library or neighborhood block party, please email us at starsnacktrack@gmail.com. That's starsnacktrack@gmail.com. Bye-bye.